వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయం ఉదీరయే నష్టప్రాయేష్వభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవత్యుత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికి. కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. It is said that by Sankirtan, mind is purified. By study of Shastra, intelligence is purified. By the Sangha of devotees, false ego is purified. Therefore, one should associate with devotees, and in that association one should hear the scriptures. And in between one should also do Sankirtan. Then all the mind, intelligence, ego, all three are purified. Therefore, in Vaishnava Sangha, we don't have to do anything else. These three only we have to do. What about the senses? You don't have to worry about senses, because senses are slaves of mind. As long as these three are done, senses will simply follow the pure mind. And then naturally Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam will take place. Therefore, any Vaishnava devotee should have a very firm faith in these three principles of Sankirtan, Shastric study and Sangha of Vaishnavas. Generally, due to our false ego becoming very prominent, we don't like to associate with devotees. We like to keep a distance from devotees, giving some glib excuses that I am busy in management or I am busy in, you know, doing this, doing that. So when we avoid the Sangha of devotees, the other two also are avoided. Because when somebody who is very busy in management will not get time to study also. And in between Sankirtan, they will get phone calls. So they won't be able to take active part. But one who takes care that I throw myself into the Sangha of Vaishnavas, although there are humpty number of things to be done in this world, has so many responsibilities and self-created duties that there is no end to it. We can go on doing it. Therefore, out of these three also, the Sangha of Vaishnavas coming together is the most important thing. Because willingly or unwillingly, voluntarily or involuntarily, you will see when you come in the Sangha of devotees, there is Sankirtan and Shastric study automatically. There are many people in our society who said their life is very busy and they have no time to associate with devotees. And naturally, slowly, they gradually over a period of time lost taste for morning program, Sankirtan, a study of Shastra. Shastras became a remote phenomenon for them. And they were stooped in WhatsApp messages, they were stooped in ISKCON news and all these things. And gradually, their mind became filled with Gramya Buddhi. Gramya Buddhi means prajalpa and materialistic talks, which is actually unconducive for spiritual progress. So why their mind became filled with that? Because they were not interacting regularly with Shastra. One who is regularly in touch with Shastra, his mouth will be filled with Shastric truths. One who is not regularly associating with Shastra, he will have to fill up his mouth with some prajalpa garbage. Therefore, it is safe for our own consciousness and it is safe for those whom we are responsible for. For both these people, it is safe that we regularly associate with Shastra. So that Shastric truths will stick to us, our mind, our intelligence, and then we will naturally speak them out. So, Sankirtan also. In Kali Yuga, it is said, one can chant Nama Jap alone. But when one does Sankirtan with a group of devotees, that is considered far more powerful. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in one of his writings, that Sankirtan performed with devotees, the Harinam Sankirtan, or the morning program performed in the company of devotees has a much more multiplied beneficial effect than when one is performing sankirtan alone. The very meaning of the word sankirtan means all devotees coming together. Bahubir Militva, Prabhupada says, Bahubir Militva Kirtan is Sankirtan. He says, when many devotees come together and do Kirtan, glorify the Lord. That is more pleasing to Lord than when a devotee is doing a Kirtan alone. Because to do Kirtan with a group of devotees requires again freedom from false ego. One day you will be told to lead, another devotee will be told to lead. So, if somebody else is leading, what you have to do? We have to follow. That requires putting aside false ego. Some people will say, I will only come to Kirtan if you allow me to lead. Then false ego comes, correct? Therefore, the Sankirtan with a group of devotees is very powerful. I see. So, in this way, see what a simple truth. If you come in the Sangha of devotees, everything else is taken care. So, only we have to take the trouble to make our schedules in such a way that put ourselves by force into the Sangha of devotees so that the other two, Shastric study and Sankirtan, are taken care. Then mind, intelligence, ego, all are purified. So, we were in which chapter we are supposed to do? 13. We'll start from 13 today. Last time, did I finish 12? Fourth I finished? They will take care of it. Devotees will go through. I think themes I have given you. Balance themes, you will do it. Now we'll come to 13th chapter. Let's go to chapter 13. You all got a new copy of the book? Beautiful chapter it is. Appearance of Lord Varaha, no? Yeah. Okay. Please read the translation, verse 1.
Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, O King, after hearing all these most virtuous topics from the sage Maitreya, Vidura inquired further on the topics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which he adored to hear.
Yeah, in the purport, Prabhupada is spotting out the word adritaha. Means Vidura had a natural inclination for hearing the transcendental message of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he was never fully satisfied. Though continuing to hear these topics, he wanted to hear more and more, so that he can become more and more blessed by the transcendental message. So adritaha, Prabhupada says, the word adrita means one who adored hearing the transcendental message. That means while hearing the Lord's katha, what should be the one's attitude? In a typical Bhagavat assemblies, you will find people while doing the kirtan, hearing the katha, in between they will do some kirtan also. And they will clap hands like this, you see. So, sometimes when some sublime message is given, then all the audience will bow down to it. In traditional assemblies, you will find, when they say that some great pure devotee fell at the feet of the Lord, then everybody will do that. So, Parampuja Lokanath Maharaj, when he comes to Pune, sometime during the katha, he used to say that. So, the transcendental message has to be heard with full absorption, with great enthusiasm, with great faith, transcendental faith, that this is Krishna himself coming in my life. Lord is descending through this message, and I should give my wholehearted attention without any anxiety, lingering worries, some mobile calls or SMSs. One should not get distracted. So, not only that, He is saying that Vidura had such firm faith in this message. He knew that if I simply hear this message, I will become more and more blessed by this message. This is actually Sarva Roga Nivarane. It is medicine for all ills in this world. And I don't have to do anything else. That type of very firm faith is necessary while hearing transcendental message. Srila Prabhupada also says that although his spiritual masters, preachings were very difficult to understand for most people. Even he found it a little complicated and difficult in the beginning. But he was convinced about one thing. If I hear this message repeatedly and try to understand, eventually the truth will be revealed. So with great transcendental faith, he says he heard his guru. And eventually you can see how he became empowered. So this talks about the attitude towards the transcendental message. And then read the second one.
Vidura said, O great sage, what did Swayambhuva, the dear son of Brahma, do after obtaining his very loving wife?
Yeah. Actually, now one very important theme is going to come now as we proceed to this number 2, 3 and 4. Already it is started in number 2 verse itself. He is asking a question about Swayambhuva Manu and Shatarupa. Correct, no? What did Swayambhuva Manu do? And who obtained a very loving wife? Now somebody may ask, these fellows, both are renounced fellows, isn't it? You know, Vidura, Maitreya. Why are they talking about loving wife with Swayambhuva Manu? What is so special about that activity? But Swayambhuva Manu is a pure devotee of the Lord. And now in the next two verses also same theme continues about how we should be as eager to hear about the lives of pure devotees as we are in hearing about the pastimes of the Lord. That's the theme that's coming up. See, first theme. Read the first theme.
Importance of hearing about the character and activities of pure devotees.
Yeah. Let us read the third one also. Charitam tasya raja risher adirajasya sattama bruhime shraddhadhanaya vishvaksenashrayohyasav.
O best of the virtuous, the original king of kings, Manu, was a great devotee of the personality of Godhead Hari, and thus it is worth hearing of his sublime character and activities. Please describe them. I am very eager to hear.
Yeah, this is the reason. Because Swayambhuva Manu was a great devotee of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, his character and activities are very special. See, the character of Bharat Maharaj, that is one chapter. Then later on, character of Jada Bharata, that is one chapter also. Now somebody may say, when you talk about character of Bharat Maharaj, there is some talk about his fall down with a deer. So how is that valuable for us? Because we are conditioned souls, it is sometimes important that we also hear about the trials and tribulations and the difficulties that some devotees have undergone before they came to the perfect and pure stage. So that gives us a clue that we also have a hope, that we also will be able to make it. It's not that life is a bed of roses. There had been difficulties even for very great personalities. Bhagavatam talks of high class characters like Bharat Maharaj, who was in a preliminary stage of bhava, or Ajamila, who was a first class brahmana, very cultured brahmana. That kind of examples are given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So when those people fall, those people who are not yet such high class brahmanas, they can understand. If such a top class brahmana can fall, and then he can recover again like a bouncing ball. When you throw a ball in the ground, it comes back. Similarly, Ajamila fell down and got up. Bharat Maharaj fell down and got up immediately. Gajendra fell down and got up. You see like that. So in this way you find even Ayati also. He also fell down to lower. He didn't fall down to an animal species, but he had fallen in his life becoming attached to Devyani, and again he got up and became purified in devotional service. Prachina Parishad, you know, was completely attached by Karmakanda. Then by hearing Narada Muni, he got up and got liberated. So, the Bhagavatam, the character of great devotees is explained. And whatever difficulties they have gone through are also valuable for us. And also, after they have attained a very high exalted position, you know, entering Vaikuntha with a Vaikuntha airplane, or seeing Lord Vishnu face to face, when you hear all that, then a devotee can understand that such position of Parampadam is achievable. It is possible. It can be attained. Every one of us have the chance. We can attain. Therefore, the character of devotees explained in the Shastra is very important. Another reason why we should hear, the Shastras talk about specific good qualities and great qualities and unimaginable qualities of pure devotees. For example, Prahlad Maharaj, what type of determination he had when he was put through so many types of punishments by his father, up to the point of, you know, becoming destroyed by his father. He didn't get destroyed, but the father tortured him in such a way. Or similarly, how Jadabharata's neck was about to be cut, isn't it? Or how Jadabharata was humiliated by King Rahugana, isn't it? So, when you read the Bhagavatam, we come to understand how the pure devotees were put to terrible tests and trials. Like Bali Maharaj, you know, he was put to a trial of everything being taken away from his life. So we have to put ourselves in at least in our mind and see, if everything is taken away, how will I respond? If my father troubled me like Hiranyakashipu troubled Prahlad, how I would behave? If I get a son or a subordinate, you know, like as Anga Maharaj got, what will I do in my life? If you preach and bring somebody and then they behave like Vibhayana with you, what will you do? If you are Anga Maharaj, what you will do? If I were like Narada boy who lost his mother bitten by a serpent, how will I respond? So this is another reason why we should study the life and character of devotees. Because Bhagavatam talks about the spotless character of devotees, how they behaved in very difficult and challenging situations in their life. So one should hear about that. So their fall down gives us hope that one can rise back. Their sublime qualities with which they exhibited qualities like humility, tolerance, persistence, you know, patience, you know, those kind of qualities give us also inspiration to go on with our spiritual life and never give up. So therefore we should hear about the devotees. Another reason why we should hear about great devotees, their exchanges with the Lord is a very important subject. This material world is filled with man-woman relationships. Wherever you turn around, the same old stuff of, you know, man and woman embracing, kissing on the posters. They have nothing else to give. Punaha punaha charvita charvanana. Old wine in a new bottle. Isn't it? You know, I remember in school days we have seen this. Now, you know, 30 years, 40 years later, we are seeing the same old thing in this world. This world is filled with so-called false romance, you know, false adventures, and false heroism, all simply to be swept away by the sands of time. So because we are surrounded by such materialistic vibrations in this world, it is very important for us to pay attention to the loving dealings between Lord and his devotees. How the Lord shows love for his devotee, how the devotee shows love for the Lord, and how, like it is said, Bhakta experiences Bhakti Ananda, and Lord experiences Leela Ananda, and between Bhakta and the Lord there is Premananda. So there is an exchange between the two. So one has to see how the Lord delights in his Leelas, how the Bhakta delights in his devotion, how the Lord and the devotee delight in pure love. So it's very important, because this is actually, I have personal experience in Utkarsh camp time. Whenever I speak about the spiritual world, the way the living entities respond to that, we have seen it, how much. So sometimes I used to go on till 1:45, 2, although the lunch is at 1 o'clock. So I will tell them, Madhurya Bhakti, I will start in the evening. And many of them will say, no, no, sir, please continue, continue. Now, we don't mind. They forget the prasadam also. They say, we can eat always later. Please continue. The leelas of the Lord are so charming to the heart. And when the devotee is involved, the Lord and the devotee dealing between one another, Yashoda and Krishna, or Arjuna and Krishna, and Krishna and the gopis. Similarly, the other devotees also, they're dealing with the Lord. Bhagavatam is full of this subject. How the Lord deals with devotee deals with the Lord, and how the relationship between the two is sublime and sweet, based on platform of pure love. There is not an iota of any blemish in this relationship. It is completely pristine and pure. Therefore, when we hear this, our heart has to soften by hearing this type of pastimes of the Lord. Then our heart will not become enchanted by the glittering illusory energy of this world. Therefore, we can say that this is like our bread and butter, we can say. Because without this, we are not going to make much progress in spiritual life. Unless we are charmed by the relationship between Lord and the devotee. Because the material world keeps us absorbed. In Sanskrit, it is called abhinivesh. So that abhinivesh means that material absorption, it pins us down on material platform. Because these pleasures of the material world are like gutter-like pleasures. It's like the pig in the ditch. You know, it doesn't want to come out, like Indra didn't want to come out. So we are also stuck in the world. Again and again, repeatedly, we cling to bodily enjoyments of considering the pleasures of the body and mind to be all in all. Therefore, by hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam filled with the pure characters and their activities of pure devotees, you know, we will be shaken up and woken up and given a glimpse of the spiritual taste, which is called higher taste. That when that higher taste is experienced, even a few drops, na vai jano jatu katanchana vrajen mukunda sevyanja vadanga samsritim smaran mukundangri upagohanam punar vihatamichin narasagraho janaha. So we will become a rasagraha jan. Rasagraha jan means delighting in the spiritual rasa. We will become addicted to it. And that addiction is most necessary to defeat the addiction to sense enjoyment. The addiction to the sweet relationship between Lord and the devotees. That addiction will drive away addiction for sense gratification. That's the only remedy. Therefore, now he says here, Prabhupada says in the purport, hearing the topics of the Lord and hearing the character and activities of the pure devotee have the same result, namely, development of devotional service. Shrutasya pumsam suchirashramasya nanvanjasa suribiriditortaha tattat gunanu shravanam mukunda padaravindam hridayeshu yesham.
Persons who hear from a spiritual master with great labor and for a long time must hear from the mouths of pure devotees about the character and activities of pure devotees. Pure devotees always think within their hearts of the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead who awards his devotees liberation.
Yeah. So Shrutasya means persons who are engaged in the process of hearing, like all of us, we are here, Shrutasya. And he's saying, Suchira Shramasya, two things. We may hear for a long time, Suchira, and Shramasya means there is a labor involved, correct, no? One has to sit through 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours to hear. So we may hear for a long time, and we may endeavor hard to hear. And he says, Nanu Anjasa, Suribira, Iditaha, Artaha. And Suribira, actually, in South India, the Ramanujas followers, they call the personalities like Garuda and Alvars to be Nityasuris, they call. Nityasuri means they are eternal associates. So these are pure devotees. And then he's saying, Tattat Guna Anushtavanam. Mukunda, పాద అరవిందం హృదయేషు ఏషా. సో ద ప్యూర్ డివోటీస్ హు ఆర్ షెల్టర్డ్ ఇన్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ అండ్ సి హియర్ ఈ సేస్ ఇన్ ద లాస్ట్ లైన్ ప్యూర్ డివోటీస్ ఆల్వేస్ థింక్ విద్ ఇన్ దర్ హార్ట్స్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ద పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ అవార్డ్స్ ద డివోటీస్ లిబరేషన్ అండ్ సచ్ ప్యూర్ డివోటీస్ క్యారెక్టర్ అండ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆర్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ దర్ఫోర్ యూ విల్ సీ వీ హ్యావ్ వైష్ణవ తిథీస్ లైక్ టుడే ఈజ్ వెరీ ఆస్పీషియస్ డే సో దర్ ఆర్ ఫోర్ గ్రేట్ వైష్ణవస్ సో ద వైష్ణవ తిథీస్ ఆర్ డేస్ వెన్ వీ మెడిటేట్ ఆన్ ద క్యారెక్టర్ అండ్ యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ వైష్ణవాస్ హౌ లైక్ యు హియర్ అబౌట్ జీవ గోస్వామి హౌ హీ వర్షిప్డ్ రాధా దామోదర్ ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ దట్ వెన్ జీవ గోస్వామి వుడ్ కుక్ భోగ అండ్ ఫీడ్ రాధా దామోదర్ రాధా దామోదర్ ఇమ్మీడియట్లీ విల్ గల్ప్ ఇట్ విల్ ఫాలో ఇట్ యుల్ టేక్ ఇట్ ఇమ్మీడియట్లీ నథింగ్ విల్ బి లెఫ్ట్ ఇన్ ద ప్లేట్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ దాట్ సెవరల్ టైమ్స్ లార్డ్ దామోదర్ ప్లేడ్ ఫ్లూట్ ఫర్ ద ప్లెజర్ ఆఫ్ జీవ గోస్వామి దట్ వాస్ హిస్ రెసిప్రికేషన్ విత్ జీవ గోస్వామిస్ లవ్ ఫర్ హిమ్ సో వెన్ వీ హియర్ అబౌట్ ద గ్రేట్ డివోటీస్ నాట్ ఓన్లీ వీ షుడ్ హియర్ అబౌట్ ద లవింగ్ ఎక్స్చేంజ్ విత్ ద లార్డ్ వీ ఆల్సో షుడ్ హియర్ అబౌట్ ద గ్రేట్ హార్డ్షిప్స్ దట్ దే హ్యావ్ అండర్గాన్ ఫర్ ప్లీజింగ్ ద లార్డ్ లైక్ మాధవేంద్రపురి హౌ మచ్ హార్డ్షిప్స్ హీ అండర్వెంట్ ఫర్ ప్లీజింగ్ ద లార్డ్ హౌ మెనీ హార్డ్షిప్స్ షీల ప్రభుపాద్ అండర్వెంట్ దేర్ఫోర్ వీ రీడ్ ప్రభుపాద్ లీలామృత వాట్ డిఫికల్టీస్ హీ అండర్వెంట్ అండ్ ఆల్సో హౌ మెనీ టైమ్స్ దర్ క్యారెక్టర్ వాజ్ టెస్టెడ్ బై నాన్ డివోటీస్ యూ విల్ ఫైండ్ యాజ్ సూన్ యాజ్ దర్ ఇస్ అ జెన్యున్ డివోటీ యూ విల్ ఫైండ్ దర్ విల్ బీ పీ అపోజింగ్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ విల్ బి దర్ యూ విల్ సీ దట్ తుకారాం దర్ వాజ్ సాలమాలో కరెక్ట్నా యూ విల్ ఫైండ్ దర్ హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ దర్ ఇస్ రామచంద్రకాంత్ యూ మెన్షన్ ఎ నేమ్ ఇమీడియట్లీ యూ విల్ ఫైండ్ సో నిత్యానంద్ ప్రభు ఇస్ ప్రీచింగ్ అండ్ మదర్ ఈజ్ హిట్టింగ్ హిమ్ ఆన్ ద హెడ్ జీసస్ ఇస్ ప్రీచింగ్ అండ్ యూ విల్ ఫైండ్ ఇమీడియట్లీ దర్ ఆర్ పీపుల్ హూ ట్రై టు పుట్ హిమ్ ఆన్ ద క్రాస్ సో యూ విల్ ఫైండ్ హౌ దే డెల్ట్ విత్ యునో ఎన్వియస్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ విషియస్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ అండ్ దర్ రెస్పాన్స్ ఇస్ ఆఫన్ టైమ్స్ టిపికల్ యూ విల్ ఫైండ్ టిపికల్ మీన్స్ సేమ్ వే లైక్ యూ టేక్ యాక్స్ అండ్ యూ హిట్ అ శాండల్వుడ్ ట్రీ డెఫినెట్లీ ఈస్ గోయింగ్ టు గివ్ అవుట్ ఫ్రాగ్రెన్స్ అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ టిపికల్ సో దర్ ఫోర్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు స్టడీ ద lives of not only shastric characters like Srimad Bhagavatam characters but we have to also study those who have lived following in the footsteps of Mahajanas like our acharyas so Bhaktivinoda Thakur makes an important point he says there are traditional Mahajanas there are modern day Mahajanas he says the traditional Mahajanas we all know Swayambhu Narada Shambhu and all of them 12 of them and also others like Yudhishthira Maharaj పరీక్షిత్ అంబరీష్ మహారాజ్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్సో మహాజన్స్ బట్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ మహాజన్స్ ఇన్ ద భాగవతం పేజెస్ బట్ ద మోడర్న్ డే మహాజన్స్ దే ఆర్ ఆల్ లైక్ భక్తి వినోద్ ఠాకూర్ గౌరకృష్ణదాస్ బాబాజీ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత్ సరస్సు ఠాకూర్ శీల ప్రభుపాద్ సో దీస్ టైప్ ఆఫ్ విశ్వనాథ్ చక్రవర్తి ఠాకూర్ బలదేవ్ విద్యాభూషణ్ సో దే ఆర్ ఆల్ మోడర్న్ డే మహాజనస్ అండ్ హూ హ్యావ్ లివ్డ్ నాట్ వెరీ లాంగ్ అగో బట్ ఇన్ ద రీసెంట్ పాస్ట్ అండ్ దే హ్యావ్ యాక్చువల్లీ given literature which will fit the head of people in the last 200-300 years so we also have to study their lives also because long before people are not using mobile or people are not using aeroplanes people are not using many of the acharyas before now the current acharyas have given us a direction on how we should nirbandha krishna sambandhe yuktam vairagyam ucchate they have taught us how to do yukta vairagya very carefully without getting entangled they have taught us like in west Prabhupada was asked many questions for which you don't get answer directly in Bhagavatam they were asking why we should not do abortion now you may not get answer in Bhagavatam directly Prabhupada said why because the Prabhupada said karmana deva netrena jantur deho papati striyo pravishta udaram when a man woman unite immediately there is living entity which is there present in the womb therefore you cannot abort Prabhupada gave scientific reasons based on shastra somebody may challenge a Vaishnava devotee where is it said in Bhagavad Gita that you cannot see television na pashyatam durdarshanam anywhere you find like that Krishna says that in Bhagavad Gita you don't find somebody can challenge you and the answer is ధ్యాయతో విషయాన్ పుంసహ సంగస్థేషు ఉపజాయతే. దట్ ఇస్ ఆన్సర్ కరెక్ట్. ఎంఎం వాపి స్మరణ్ భావం, ఎంఎం వాపి టీవీ భావం, కరెక్ట్. వెన్ యూ డూ టీవీ స్మరణ్ భావం దెన్ అకార్డింగ్లీ యూ విల్ గెట్ బాడీస్. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ ద రీసెంట్ మహాజన ఆచార్యస్ దేర్ కాంట్రిబ్యూషన్ ఈజ్ వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్. దేర్ క్యారెక్టర్, దేర్ డీలింగ్ విత్ ద మోడర్న్ డే వరల్డ్, హౌ ప్రభుపాద్ వాజ్ లైక్ అ లోటస్ ఇన్ ద మిడిల్ ఆఫ్ కిచడ్, యునో, వైల్ లివింగ్ ఇన్ బౌరీ. సో దిస్ ఈస్ అ వెరీ పవర్ఫుల్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్. వీ హ్యావ్ ఓన్లీ హర్డ్ అబౌట్ నారద ముని డెలివరింగ్, యునో, అవర్ వాల్మీకి ఆర్ మృగారి, అండ్ దట్ నారద డెలివర్స్ ఇన్ గోస్ అవే, డజన్ స్టే ఇన్ ద బౌరీ, యూనో. వేరస్ ప్రభుపాద్ స్టేడ్ దర్ ఫర్ లాంగ్ టైమ్ అండ్ అన్అఫెక్టెడ్ కంప్లీట్లీ. దర్ ఫోర్ ద మోడర్న్ డే మహాజనాస్ ఆల్సో హ్యావ్ టు బి సీన్ అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ దర్ క్యారెక్టర్, సబ్లైమ్ క్యారెక్టర్ ఆల్సో వన్ క్యాన్ లర్న్. సో దట్ ఈస్ వై ఈ సెయింగ్ ఈ సీన్ దట్ పర్పోర్ట్ రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ద మిడిల్. అన్డౌటెడ్లీ ద లార్డ్ ఇస్
Undoubtedly, the Lord is always within the hearts of all living creatures. But they hardly know about it because they are deluded by the illusory material energy. The devotees, however, realize the presence of the Lord and therefore they can always see the lotus feet of the Lord within their hearts. Such pure devotees of the Lord are as glorious as the Lord. They are in fact recommended by the Lord as more worshipable than He Himself. Worship of the devotee is more potent than worship of the Lord.
See, why Prabhupada says this, this similar point he makes in the Narada section also. Service to the pure devotee is superior to service to the Lord. Why? Because the pure devotee bestows the Lord. We say, Krishna se tomar, Krishna dete paro, tomara shakati acha. He says, no? Therefore, serving Krishna, one may not be sure whether Krishna is pleased or not. It may be difficult for one to comprehend whether Krishna is pleased with me or not. Whereas, when serving a devotee, Prabhupada says the difference is devotee can catch your ear and tell you, you are wrong, you are right. That is one difference Prabhupada says, book Bhagavatam and person Bhagavatam. Book Bhagavatam will not tell you anything. You read the book and do whatever you want. You can learn, but book Bhagavatam cannot take action. But person Bhagavatam will take action, he says. Therefore, every one of us, we need some superior whom we love with our heart, whose message is very sublime and it touches our heart and transforms our, complete our body, mind, words, actions, everything. So, and we are willing to be purified, willing to be rectified, willing to be reformed, willing to be elevated. Then only, so when he is talking about this, he is not only talking about pure devotees whom you see only on the altar, like Gaurakrishnas Babaji or Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. You can learn from their character. But we also, therefore, in the Ritvik system, our current acharyas have given an explanation that your guru has to be living guru. So they have given evidences from the Shastra. Why we should take Diksha from a living guru? The whole idea is this only. Because if a disciple goes wrong and he is not hearing anybody, you can go to the living guru and complain. See, your disciple is doing like this. You know, when Shyamananda Pandit was wearing a different type of tilak, immediately the news went to whom? Hriday Chaitanya. He came running. He actually scolded Jiva Goswami. What have you done with my disciple? His tilak is changed, his name is changed. I have given him a name, who has changed his name? So therefore the guru can take action, correct, no? Which is a practical proof, this pastime is a proof. The guru can take action. Therefore, in this way, when we worship such a guru who can take action on us, who can purify us, who can elevate us, because in this world it is said even demigods can become bewildered. Mukhyanti yat surayah, it is said. Name vidu suragana. Prabhavam na Maharshaya, Krishna says, isn't it? So, in this way, worship of a devotee means not just to keep him on the altar and put puja and just to rotate your hand and don't do what he says. Actually, worship of a devotee means respecting his instruction and faithful execution of his instruction and willingness to be malleable. in the hands of that devotee. Then only it's worship. Otherwise, the worship has no meaning at all. So, yeah, let's go to the second one. Read the next theme, second theme.
Lord Krishna accepts intimate service from his pure devotees.
Yeah. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Iti Bruvanam Viduram Vinitam. Sahasra Shirshnash Charanopadhanam. Prahrishtaroma Bhagavat Kathayam. Praniyamano Munirabhyachashta.
Shri Shukadev Goswami said, the personality of Godhead Shri Krishna was pleased to place his lotus feet on the lap of Vidura because Vidura was very meek and gentle. The sage Maitreya was very pleased with Vidura's words, and being influenced by his spirit, he attempted to speak.
See, Shukadev Goswami is capturing one very, very important detail here while talking about Vidura. He's saying, Viduram Vinitam. Vidura was very polite, respectful and gentle. So he charmed the heart of Maitreya. And because he was polite, respectful, gentle and his heart was filled with devotion, he charmed the heart of Krishna also. So much so, Krishna was putting his lotus feet on Vidura's lap and he went to sleep when he came to the Vidura's home. So the whole world is crying for dust from Krishna's lotus feet. And Krishna is putting his lotus feet in the lap of Vidura, very liberally. And by this, Krishna is declaring to the world, you know, how much I am fond of my pure devotee, Vidura. And Maitreya was also aware of this fact, how Vidura was a very advanced devotee, and Krishna has associated with Vidura very closely. Seeing this, Maitreya is also very influenced and touched in his heart. Looking at Vidura, he is remembering this incident. Like that Shukadeva Goswami is telling. Viduram, Vinitam, it is said. See the word, the second line, Sahasra Shirshna, means, you know that famous verse we say, that Purusha Sukta prayers. Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha. Sahasraksha Sahasrapat. See, it says, Sahasra Shirsha means the Lord has 1,000 heads. And Sahasraksha, it says, it should have Dvisahasraksha, no? Because if there are 1,000 heads, how many eyes should be there? Yeah, and how many? Dvisahasrapat, it should say, no? Why it doesn't say that? Because this Sahasra is not Sahasra. It is thousands, not thousand. Are thousands of heads. Thousands of eyes, thousands of legs, like that he is saying. So, and thousands of names also. Devo Nama Sahasravan, it says, which means the Supreme Lord has names which are thousands actually. His forms are thousands, his names are thousands, his hands, legs, eyes, face are thousands. But why is he saying this here? There is a reason. Although Lord is so great, still, he becomes malleable by his, controlled by his love of his pure devotee like Vidura, in whose lap he is putting his two lotus feet. Therefore, he is quoting like this. So, generally, you will find whenever Yashoda or any pure devotee is being spoken about, this contradiction will always be brought about. How great is the Lord and how he easily becomes controlled by love of his devotee. Like that it is said. So, the point here is, Krishna accepts intimate service from his pure devotees. Which means, the service rendered with love is very magnetic. So magnetic that Lord's heart is captured. You all know how when Sudama carried the chipped rice, did he give it to Krishna or not? Some of you are doubtful. Was he planning to give to Krishna or not? No, while going he was planning because his wife told him. But after eating the opulent prasad in the palace of Dwarka, you know, and after seeing Krishna's, you know, opulence there, what did he make up his mind? Oh, it's not worth giving him this. You know, he said, I will become a laughing stock by giving this to Krishna. So I will not give. He thought like that. So Krishna also said, okay, you brought something very cheap. You know, keep it inside. Don't pull it out. Did he say like that? Krishna snatched it from him. Just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu snatched the rice jolna bag of Shuklambar Brahmachari. It is said Mahaprabhu put his hand inside and took out rice and ate so much so that he didn't leave one single rice particle. He ate everything. Because Shuklambar Brahmachari is also Sudama only. Coming in Chaitanya Leela also. So, you can see what is so great in that broken pieces of rice or this chipped rice or Raghunath Das Goswami's, you know, stale rice and burnt rice, you know, with which he added some salt and water and kept in a pot which he was eating. Mahaprabhu said, what is that nectar that you are tasting? I also want to taste. So, Lord is tasting the renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami. Similarly, Krishna is tasting the devotion of Sudama Brahmana. Correct, no? Similarly, Lord Chaitanya is tasting the renunciation of Shuklambar Brahmachari. So, you will see that when a devotee renders genuine devotional service, not for impressing anyone, but only for pleasing the Lord, immediately that devotee catches the attention of the Supreme Lord. Just like, for example, in the garden, sometimes in the early morning, the rose is blooming in a rose plant. Is there anyone around to appreciate the beauty of the rose? Is there anyone to click a photo? Or is the rose blooming in the morning so that somebody will click? No, isn't it? Whereas it is blooming for Krishna's pleasure. It is Krishna's creation. Generally, people, nowadays so many people take selfie, no? Photos showing all that different. So it has become a very, modern days have become days of great artificialness, isn't it? So much of, I saw one festival, actually they were supposed to give 25 people one box, you know, nicely packed with colorful packets. So they had made only one box. The other boxes had not yet come. You know, they were on the way, but the function had started. So what they did, they would give the box, that fellow will give it, and then go and give backside. Again, they will keep it like this for the photo only they were giving. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Just like in this Devi temple, they have a system called as giving sari to Devi. Durga Devi. So there's a shop where they have 4-5 saris. They sell and they keep it like this and then goes back to the shop. You understand, no? Because the shop owner and the temple owner are same fellow, Pujari. And so Pujari's younger brother is sitting in the shop. You know? This fellow will keep like this for Devi. After they go away, give it back. They will rotate it again and again. Poor Devi got only 4 saris. Although they take from 40 people. Money they take from 40 people, correct, no? It's simply a show, you see. So, you will find that the Lord sees that the devotee is performing devotion service lovingly. It's called loving devotional service. Intimate means what? Intimate means loving devotion service. Madhava Dharpuri performed severe hardships. Therefore, what is that? Yatantascha dhadavrataha. That's one aspect of intimate service. One is willing to undergo hardships. Hard work. Even in a company, if you are working, if you work very hard, the boss becomes pleased. Correct, no? Then they will send you to Germany to get you more trained so that you can work even more harder. Correct, no? Isn't it? So, hard work surely, you know, is a very good price one can pay. Another aspect is bhajatam. Lovingly it should be rendered, not grudgingly rendered service. Not reluctantly rendered service. You know, a devotee should never think, are pakda gaya, you know. It was a mistake that I stayed around, you know. Therefore, you should not hang around. You should go to your hideout. You know, that is not a loving devotion service. Therefore, when service is rendered with love, persistence, patience, sincerity, seriousness, love, when these kind of adjectives are added to the service, you know, then it has to charm the heart of the Lord. So Vidura had rendered very sincere devotion service. His heart was softening with devotion. So naturally Krishna is reciprocating with Vidura like that. Read the third theme.
Speaker of Katha appreciating and benefiting from the spirit of hearer.
This is another point. Here Shukadeva Goswami is making note of the point that Krishna kept his lotus feet in the lap of Vidura. So Vidura's heart even more became softened than even before. And because of his soft heart, and because of his gentle behavior, and because of his pure devotion, even Maitreya became influenced by the spirit of Vidura, he is saying. Which means, like Prabhupada says, that if one of my devotees becomes a pure devotee, one of my followers, then he will take me back home, back to Godhead, he says, no? Similarly, sometimes the audience enthusiasm is so contagious, it affects the speaker also. You all will have experience also, if you go to give lecture somewhere, sometimes the audience is so enthusiastic and enlivened that you spoke a lecture which you yourself are wondering, can I also give such a lecture? Any of you had an amazement like that about your own lecture, correct? No? Because it's the power of the audience. Because of their enthusiasm, so many amazing realizations come up. But if the audience is very dull, audience is very uninterested, and they are attending as a formality because they have been told to attend. Therefore, when I go somewhere, I used to tell the devotees, don't catch and put people. Now, what is called catching and putting? Hey, Bade Prabhuji are Radhesham Prabhu. Catch from here and there and say, boys are saying, Prabhuji, there is exam 2 days later. No, nothing doing, just sit in the class now. We want to show a good number, So the whole room is full, but full of fools, uninterested fellows. And they are all looking out of the window, looking here and there. As soon as they begin the lecture, they ask you, Prabhuji, how long are you planning to go? Isn't it? So it's very difficult to speak to your audience like that, isn't it? But the enthusiasm and the devotion of the audience, just like you remember that shloka which we learned before, the speaker was a Bhagavata Pradhan and the audience were Sushrushatam. What that was? Tanno Bhavan Vai Bhagavat Pradhano Mahatamaikanta Parayanasya Harer Udaram Charitam Vishuddham Sushrushatam No Vitano Tu Vidvan. Neither is telling. Sushrushatam means very eager to hear. And the speaker is Bhagavata Pradhan. He doesn't speak anything other than Krishna. So, that combination is very powerful. Here, Vidura is a much, much more advanced devotee. And Maitreya is also an advanced fellow, advanced personality. But he had a tinge of jnana before while meeting Krishna. When Krishna was about to ascend to his abode. When Krishna spoke to Uddhava. But Prabhupada writes, in some purport I read it, that his tinge of jnana became purified when he heard from Krishna. And therefore now he is eligible to give lecture to Vidura. Because I had this question, if he is having a jnana tinge, better for Vidura not to approach him. Approach better only Uddhava only. But later Prabhupada says, no, Maitreya also became free from the tinge of jnana by association with the Lord personally. Like that he writes actually. So, one observation we make in Maitreya, when he saw Lord Krishna also, he was highly respectful. Now when he sees Vidura, again he is highly respectful to the audience. So we can see that this type of respect of a superior for one who is coming and hearing from him, this is also one quality which is important for us to learn. Because generally we very easily respect our superiors. It's very easy. But for us to admire and appreciate somebody junior to us, that requires great character. It requires a very great character. You can see that he is not telling Vidura, since you have come to hear from me, I can understand you are an ignoramus. He doesn't think like that. He thinks, oh, you are a great devotee. And I want to speak to you because by speaking to you, I get to associate with you. By associating with you, then I will also capture some of your devotion. That type of, can you all say any other example like that where the speaker is speaking but he considered the person to whom he is speaking to be greater than himself? Suta Goswami to Shaunaka Adirishi is correct. Narada and Vasudev. Vasudev was such a great exalted personality that he didn't know how great he was. He didn't know that he is his Lord's father. So he was asking Narada Muni many basic questions. Narada Muni said, "Hey, what are you asking? You are Lord's father. We have to associate with you." Said, "Yeah, yes." Sarvabhattacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu behaved as if he asked Bhattacharya, "Can you please tell me the meanings of the Atmarama Shloka?" And Bhattacharya told how many? Some 9 meanings, he said. And then Bhattacharya asked, "My dear Lord, why don't you tell?" And he gave some 63 meanings later when he was asked. Ramendra Mahaprabhu. Correct, no? Very wonderful example. That's the point here. That a speaker of Katha appreciating and benefiting from the spirit of the hearer. I read the next theme.
Growing up and willingness in taking responsible services.
Yeah. That means growing up in taking responsible service. Growing up, that means not remaining a kid. A kid always tells mother, father, "Please lift me up, lift me up. I cannot walk." But a grown-up personality is not only willing to walk, he's asking mother and father, "Please give me some luggage for me also. What is this? You are only carrying everything." He wanted to accept responsibility. So this is a very nice topic. Let's go to... Now Maitreya is speaking. Read the 6th translation.
The sage Maitreya said to Vidura, "After his appearance, Manu, the father of mankind, along with his wife, thus addressed the reservoir of Vedic wisdom, Brahma, with obeisances and folded hands."
Yeah, that is Swami Bhavana speaking to Brahma. What is he saying? Next verse. Tvameka sarva bhutanam janmakrit vittida pita tathapina prajanam te shushrusha kena va bhavet.
You are the father of all living entities and the source of their subsistence because they are all born of you. Please order us how we may be able to render service unto you.
Because we are born of you, we should render service to you. Correct, no? Yataha pravrittir bhutanam yena sarvamidam tatam svakarmanatam abhyarcha siddhim mindati manavah. Those 2-3 verses are there like that. Bhagavad Gita. Yataha pravrittir bhutanam. All living entities have emerged from the Supreme Lord. Therefore, they have to serve Him. Yesham purusham sakshat atma prabhavam ishwaram. See, atma prabhavam ishwaram. Na bhajanti avajananti sthanat brashtaha patantyadaha. He says, if we do not serve the person from whom we have come, then we will fall down. That's what it says. Which means, like for example, all the senses of the body, they serve the belly. Why? Because belly in turn nourishes all the senses of the body. Correct, no? So, similarly, the water is absorbed by the sun and given back to everybody in the form of rains. Correct, no? The sun is the sustaining force of all the living forms in this world. So, the sun should be worshipped also. Similarly, the Lord, Supreme Lord, is the source of all living entities and is the maintainer of all living entities also. Therefore, He has to be worshipped. Similarly, here Brahma is the father. A father and mother also should be worshipped. Why? Because the father is actually the person who gives the seed to the wife and then the child is born. So the material body we have, Prabhupada says, this flesh is given by the mother and the soul is put in the mother's womb by the father. So we are a combination of mother, father's contribution. Correct, no? Yeah. So we have a duty towards both. So here he's saying, we are all born of you, so we have duty towards you. In the same manner, if my Krishna consciousness is born by my connection with my spiritual master, I have to serve him. Because he has given birth to my Krishna consciousness. And if I don't serve him, I will perish. That is to be understood. Because like Srila Prabhupada, why we say Chakshudhan Dilo Jai? Not only in this life, Janme Janme Prabhu Sai. Because the soul is eternal and Krishna consciousness is eternal, because He has given us an eternal gift, we have to serve Him eternally. Correct, no? So, because we were wandering like bewildered and confused living entities in this world, but He has given us a slap and woken us up to our true Krishna consciousness. And think for a moment your stage just prior to coming to Krishna consciousness. What was our stage? How we were bewildered. And then after coming to Krishna consciousness, see how the life has transformed. Correct, no? So, here Brahma is his father. Similarly, our spiritual master is our spiritual father. Correct, no? So, he is saying that because you have given me birth, I have to naturally serve you. We are all supposed to serve you. Please tell us how we can serve. Read the purport.
A son's duty is not only to make the father the source of supply for all his needs.
Not only make him the source of supply, which means, you know, papa, mobile chahiye, take the mobile. Papa, car chahiye, take the car. Just keep on taking from him and enjoying. Like Parampuja Rajnath Maharaj and Govind Prabhu dialogue is well known. One time Govind Prabhu told Maharaj, Maharaj, we are all like your children. He said, Maharaj said, that is wonderful, but you have to grow up, you know, he said. You can't just remain a child, he said. Similarly, what is the difference between a small kid, son, and a grown-up boy? The difference is a small boy is mostly in a taking role from the mother, father. He takes breast milk from the mother, and later on when he grows up, the mother has to care for the child almost till the age of 3 or 4, personally, very closely. And then even after he grows beyond 4 or 5 also, still the boy depends on the father for, you know, his school fee, you know, his dress, his clothing, his accommodation, everything. Until the boy, you know, graduates from a college and takes up a job, then he earns money. Then he starts giving to parents. Correct, no? So he's very dependent. So that means not grown-up child means taking, taking. Grown-up child means giving, giving. Correct, no? Yes. You read it? Purport.
Source of supply for all his needs, but also when he's growing up, to render service unto him.
Similarly, a disciple, we are taking diksha from a guru. Initially, we are only drawing. Like we are, you know, somebody has to facilitate our bhakti, somebody has to caretake our bhakti, somebody has to counsel our bhakti, you know, for us. And after that, there are practically 2 dozen fellows gathering us and taking care, you know, make sure that we don't run away, you know, from Krishna's lotus feet. Correct, no? If you run away in one direction, there is a love and caregiver. If you run in another direction, there is a knowledge giver. You know, isn't it? There are so many people protecting our bhakti. Finally, we understand, they are protecting me so powerfully, I don't want to run now. Let me stay only. So, and then similarly, from the guru also, we draw a lot. We tell guru, take away all my fruitive reactions in the form of a plantain, banana, I put it in the fire. Correct? Now, guru takes away that. Similarly, we have to hear so many lectures of guru, go and associate with guru, and many other dozens of Vaishnavas give their association. And we are fed with prasad, we are fed with knowledge, we are fed with training and everything. We keep on taking, taking, then we have to become like a Sedlak baby, you know, plumpy after taking all this. Then what we are supposed to do? Then one has to give. So Prabhupada compared devotees to a cow. He said, cow, first of all, cow eats a lot, you have seen, no? I heard about 30-35 kilos cow eats in a day. Lot of grass and fodder and everything. But then the cow also has to give milk. The cow gives milk. After taking the food, she converts it, the blood into milk and then gives the milk. Similarly, Prabhupada compared that milk giving to preaching. We have to also preach to others. So, or we can also say, shouldering the burden of the guru. We should burden the shoulder or shoulder the burden? You are sure? Shoulder the burden, correct, no? We have to shoulder the burden, not burden his shoulder, correct, no? So that is what is called responsibility. Read further.
That is the law of creation beginning from the time of Brahma. A father's duty is to bring up the son until he is grown, and when the son is grown up, it is his duty to render service unto the father.
Yeah, and then the 8th verse also translation.
O worshipful one, please give us your direction for the execution of duty within our working capacity so that we can follow it for fame in this life and progress in the next.
Yeah. Very, very important words he's using. He's saying, Atma Saktishu is using in the shloka, you see, second line. Karmasu, give me some work to do, But give me such a work which will be within my capacity. Atma Shakti Shu. Which means, you know, if somebody keeps a big nariyal on the head of a sparrow, you know, the sparrow will become chutney, you know. You know, if you keep a big, heavy... So, also, some of us may get a question. He is asking for some little service, you know, within my capacity. Is it not a limit of surrender? You know, we may get such a question. It's not a limit of surrender. Why? Because we should not take too many services and do a hodgepodge. Huh? End up doing nothing. Huh? Even in Pune temple, in those days, in Kunjibari temple, there was one fellow who would go to all devotees with folded palms. He would go to the kitchen and say, please, Prabhu, give me some service. He'll come to IYF and ask for service. Dozens of devotees would ask service. Finally, he ended up doing nothing. And he's no more now. Huh? So one should not take up too many services beyond one's capacity and end up doing nothing. Huh? Or somebody gets extremely sick because of overload of services. Huh? And finally, one's reading, chanting is affected, sadhana is affected, everything is affected. Therefore, he's telling Atma Shakti Shu. Is telling. And then he is saying, not only that, by whatever service you will give me, if I do it, what will I get? Yasho Vishwag is telling. So there will be fame everywhere. In this, and then there will be gati. Where? Amutra cha bhavet gati is saying. Which means the word cha indicates that not only in this world one will get very good destination, but in the next life also. So three things is telling. Atma Shakti Shu means I'll work within my capacity, whatever fits that type of service you give me. And then that service will bring forth, you know, fame in this life and spiritual progress in the next life. Bhavet Gati. Neither is telling. And the Prabhupada is talking about the Guru Parampara in the purport. Yeah. And also, in case you are given a service which is not in your capacity or it's not according to your swabhava, you are finding it difficult. Like one boy asked recently a question in the recent camp. Prabhuji, you know, the most service I am afraid of is to sit on Vyasasana and give a lecture. You know, all of the service I am comfortable. Prabhu, is it mandatory that every brahmachari has to sit on Vyasasana and give a lecture? I said, lifelong you can do backup, I told them, in deity room. There is no problem. You can do gardening, you can do cooking. There is no compulsory that everybody has to give a big lecture or something. Correct, no? So, it's not wrong for a disciple to ask for a service which fits in his swabhav. In case he is not doing justice to his service, which is given to him by the authorities unknowingly. Sometimes the authority catches somebody and puts for service and the service is not happening. Because the person doesn't have swabhava, he doesn't have the talent. Correct, no? So one has the right to approach authority and present one's shortcomings or deficiencies. Like that. That is the point. So in this way, Swayambhava Manu, now some of us may have a question. Why is he asking for fame in this life? Is it not, he wants popularity, you know, by doing this? Actually, the Shastras say that an ideal son is one who fulfills the mission of the father, fulfills the desires of the father. And by doing so, the father and son both become glorified. Like if a guru gives initiation to a disciple, if the disciple becomes a perfect disciple, then who becomes famous? First guru becomes famous, even more than the disciple also. Because the first thing people will ask when they see the disciple, whose disciple are you? Correct, no? Yeah. And then they will go and tell Guru, oh, he's such a wonderful disciple of yours. So the Guru becomes very famous also by that. So the Guru and the disciple both become very famous. Similarly, by becoming an ideal son, Manu is bringing fame to Brahma also. It's not only for him. And also, we also should do our services in such a way that the reputation of Prabhupada, reputation of Guru, reputation of ISKCON, and reputation of a Vaishnava Samuha, reputation of religion in general, all this reputation will be saved by our good behavior. Because like Indra was wearing a sadhu's dress and doing some duplicitous activities in the Prithu's pastime. So that brings bad name to religion itself. Correct, no? Like Ravana is wearing a monk's dress and going for stealing Sita, correct, no? So the religions are, therefore it is not wrong for a sadhu to be concerned about his reputation. Because a sadhu's reputation is reputation of all these things. Everyone has, so we have to be concerned when I am going out, when I am speaking, when I am acting, you know, how am I presenting myself. If it brings fame to us, then it brings fame to all these items, to Prabhupada, to Guru, to you know, to ISKCON, to religion in general. People will develop that for sadhus are good people. We can associate with them, we can benefit from them. They are spotless people, and we will benefit. So it's not wrong. In this way, Manu is eager to take responsibility. See, that is the point I've written, fourth theme. Growing up in life and also having willingness in taking responsible services. See, he's going and asking for service. So, not that he is caught and given. Current, there's difference. Correct, no? Somebody is hanging around and you find he has no service. Then you call and ask him, Prabhuji, you know, what service are you doing now? Somebody may say, you know, some service keeps coming, Prabhuji, time to time. And whenever I feel like I do, that is not enough. I want you to have a steady service. And that service allotted by an authority, or allotted by a superior. And there should be accountability on our part to the superior. And how I did the service. And what difficulties I faced in the service. Or what services I am unable to do, which you have given me. Which I want to hand over back to you, so you can give it to someone else. And whether I brought good repute or bad repute through the service I performed, which you have given me. All these things are important. Correct, no? Like, you know, my spiritual master, I know he is very busy, but on his own he will call for me to get reports on how things are going on. So he will call almost 1.5-2 hours, he will take a report. Walking, I would walk with him and then keep giving report about all my areas of service, wherever I am doing. And it is the duty of every superior also, who is in a service authority role, to take a report of the services given. Because that will encourage the people. That will encourage people that there is somebody above my shoulder watching how I am doing the service. Because some people say, Prabhuji, I am going on doing service, I don't know for whom am I doing. Pata nahi, you know, I am doing the service. And the superior things, is, you know, I have to somehow engage this fellow. And we should not give service just for the sake of engaging someone. But it should be fruitful, purposeful, meaningful. And understanding the potential of the individual, we should give the service. Like Brahma knows what Swayambhu Manu can do, he is giving. And you can see the relationship between the two, Brahma and Swayambhu Manu. He is willing to take responsibility. Yeah. So, this was the... Now we'll come back. Thank you. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.